Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Well, the countdown is on for the Georgia Senate runoff dates. Request your absentee ballot right now. December 7th is the voter registration deadline. You don't want to let that pass you by if you have not registered. Please do it between now and December 7th. December 14th through the 31st is early voting. And then January 5th, 2021 is Election Day. We got to go. We got to do this, Georgia. They're bringing all the big guns. President Trump is coming down. Our lame duck president is coming down to try to help the Republican senators retain their seats. You know, all of that. So we have work to do. We have work to do. So, and we can do it. You have from December 14th through the 31st to get your early voting in. We want to vote for Reverend Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff, okay?
You said it right, Senator. Claim it.
Like that.
He got a good
Senator.
Commercial.
Yeah. Do you know he's so young, too? He's only 33. Yes. Yeah, come on, Georgia. Yeah, we could do this. All right. Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one. Right here, right now, okay?
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject, I have fallen in love with another man. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband went out of town for military duty, and he wasn't even gone a month before I found out that he was seeing another woman before he left. I was humiliated because everyone knew about it except me. He denied it for months, and eventually he decided to come clean after the woman was done with him. He assured me that things were over with them, but my trust was broken, and I told him I needed some time apart. Well, he was out of town, so it didn't matter much to him. And in my time away from my marriage mentally, I confided in a male friend that I kind of always had a crush on. We became closer, and we spent a lot of time together just hanging out. Someone answer their phone. The chemistry was undeniable, and he suggested, I love this line, he suggested we make love to help me get over whatever my husband had put me through. Isn't that a great line? We made love for the first time and started seeing each other secretly. I was much better at cheating and hiding it than my husband because no one suspected us, not even my husband, who was still out of town. When it was time for my husband to come back, I told my boyfriend it was over. Both of us knew it was a lie because we were inseparable. My husband is back home, and I told him I'd had an affair, and he took it hard, but he said he forgave me and we're even. But we're not, because I still want my boyfriend, and he's been calling me day and night asking me to come back. I want to save my family, but I don't want to be with my husband. He's been back for 4 months, and I haven't even had sex with him. I'm so torn. Do I follow my heart or my head? Girl, you're married, okay? You should follow your vows, okay? That's why you said them. But, I mean, the subject of your letter says it all. I have fallen in love with another man. You know, if you're not going to follow your vows, just like your husband didn't follow his, you should just get out. I mean, this is a classic case of adultery and revenge. He cheated on you, and then you, at the suggestion of your male friend, made love so you could get over whatever your husband had put you through. Wow, he is really a good friend to you. It was just cheating, okay? It was just cheating. He was helping you get over the pain, but you cheated too. Two wrongs not making a right here. You know that. After that, of course, you guys kept sleeping together, and now you don't want to stop. So you got a big mess on your hands because you're torn, but you're not really torn, are you? You say you want to keep your family and save your family, but you really don't, because you also say you don't want to be with your husband. So which is it? Do you want to be in the marriage or no? I don't think you do. I don't think you do. So if that's true, you need to make a decision. Are you going to divorce your husband or not? Because if you keep on with this pattern, that's what's going to happen. All right? Steve, your turn.
You know, this letter right here. First of all, I think the whole situation is doomed.
Yeah.
If you ask me. You know, your husband went out of town on duty. He wasn't gone a month, and then you found out he was seeing another woman before he left. And you was embarrassed and all that because everybody knew except you. Now, he had denied it, and then eventually decided to come clean after the woman was done with him. I don't understand this. See, he decided to come clean after the woman was done with him. Look, bruh, if you're gonna, these young ass dudes, if you're gonna deny the affair, you must deny the affair.
Oh, that's what you're saying to him?
What is you coming clean for?
Lie.
Because she dumped you. Just stay with the denial, dog. You. Then he tells you that. Then he told you everything was over with them. And you know, then you told him you needed some time apart. And then he went out of town. And, you know, you confided in this male friend of yours that I've always had a crush on. We became close and started spending a lot of time together just hanging out. That always don't never work out, do it?
Ever.
We just hanging out, talking, everything.
She had a crush on him.
The chemistry was undeniable. He suggested now. Now, this is just a suggestion. He suggested that we make love to help me get over whatever my husband had put me through.
I love that line.
He just suggested it.
Right.
You know, baby, look, you ain't got to.
That's what my grandma used to say. Uh-huh. That.
You ain't got to do nothing.
Right.
But let me just offer, I got a suggestion.
Hold on, Steve. Yeah, we'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. I have fallen in love with another man is the subject. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter subject. I have fallen in love with another man.
Oh, man, this lady right here, she done got a husband that's in the military.
Mm-hmm.
He was gone about a month, but then she found out he was seeing this other woman before he left. She was humiliated because everybody on the base and in town knew. And then he denied it for months, and then eventually he decided to come clean after the woman was done with him. why he did that is beyond me. Once again,
that's what you're
young
mad about.
Boys, if you are going to deny, deny. What is this coming clean for? This ain't going to get you nowhere, man. You in the same trouble. Why get into more trouble? Mm-mm. Your dumb ass came clean.
When you deny, stay with the lie.
Then he assured me things was over with. Mm-hmm. But then you told him you needed some time apart, you know. And he had to go back out of town, so it ain't matter. So, you know, eventually, you was confiding in this male friend of yours, right, mm-hmm. that you always had a crush on. Y'all got closer, started spending a lot of time together, just hanging out, and the chemistry was just, woo, undeniable. So while y'all was having this undeniable chemistry, he made a suggestion.
I love this.
And that's all it was. It was just a suggestion.
What?
You know, and you don't have to.
Right.
You ain't got to look into it. You know, you ain't got to get clarity on it. I'm gonna just put this out there.
Yes.
He suggested that we make love mm-hmm. to help me get over whatever my husband had put me through. Now, listen
right.
to me.
Aww.
Show you how he didn't give a damn and he wasn't truly listening to you. Because he said y'all should make love to help you get over whatever my husband had put me through. Mm-hmm. Now, had he been listening to you
right.
while you was talking, he would have known what your husband put you through.
Yeah.
But he wasn't studying that from the time y'all been talking. He been looking upside your head the whole time. So we made love for the first time, and we started seeing each other secretly. Mm-hmm. I was much better at cheating and hiding it than my husband. Women usually are, because no one suspected us, not even my husband, who was still out of town. But when it was time for your husband to come back, you told your boyfriend it was over. Mm. Both of them knew it was a lie because they were inseparable because y'all been everywhere together, seeing each other secretly, and it done got good to you. Mm-hmm. My husband is back home now, and I told him I had an affair, and he took it hard. What is all this volunteering information coming from?
I can't believe that's
Man.
What you're mad about.
Hey, what the hell? He in the military. Hey, first of all, he ought to know about covert operations. He shouldn't open up his damn mouth. Everybody knows something top secret.
Top secret, yeah.
Confidential information. Classified. You know, all these in military terms. You a military wife. Classified. Confidential. Closed files. Top secret. Mission. All this stuff. You can't.
A mission?
This is a mission.
Yes. Come on.
Sitting up in here. You told your husband he had an affair. He took it hard.
Uh-huh.
I still want my boyfriend, and he's been calling me day and night asking me to come back. And you still want him. But then right after that, after you say, this was my husband back home, and I told him I've had a fair to God. But he forgave me, and he said we even. Even? Boy, hold up, dog. He don't, even.
I ain't never even.
There's never no even, dog. It's always worse when she have the affair. For a man, it's always worse. It ain't ever even. So that was a lie right there. And but we not even because I still want my boyfriend, and he been calling to get you back. Now it gets crazy right here. I want to save my family, but I don't want to be with my husband. Mm. What?
Exactly.
That's not a true statement. Mm-mm. That's a contradiction. Mm. I want to save my family, but I don't want to be with my husband. Now, unless you remove your husband from your family, this is the only way you can accomplish this now.
Right, right.
I don't know if y'all got kids or not. Probably do have kids because you said I want to save my family. You'd have just said I want to save my marriage. So you probably got kids. Mm-hmm. So he's been back for 4 months and I haven't had sex with him. Well,
that right there.
You ain't had sex, man.
So what are you saying?
He back and you ain't had sex in 4 months with him. you ain't had sex with him for 4 months.
He didn't have sex.
What do you say?
Yeah, the woman that you say think dumped him, that he told you that lie in the beginning, he been back over there.
He's been over there.
And you might as well go on over there with who you want with, too. Now, yeah. See, now, so I'm so torn. Do I follow my heart or my head? I don't know which one is which in this letter. I don't know which one is your heart, and I don't know which one is your head. Because I've always had trouble when I was younger with them two things, too, my head and my heart. I couldn't figure out, not between the three of them. I couldn't figure it out.
So. All right, thank you. Coming up, Junior, and a poem right after this.
Uh-oh.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.